Lupita's papers cost 15 pesos each, about $2. They are half the strength of a $2 stateside cap. If you have any habit at all, it takes two papers to fix you, and I mean just fix. To get really loaded, you would need four papers. I thought this was an outrageous price, considering everything is cheaper in Mexico, and I was expecting bargain prices on junk. And here I was, paying above U.S. prices for junk of lower quality. Ike told me she has to charge high because she pays off to the law. So I asked Ike, what about scripts? He told me the croakers could only prescribe M in solution. The most they were allowed to prescribe in one script was 15 centigramos, about 2.5 grains. I figured it would work out a lot cheaper than Lupita, so we started hitting the croakers. We located several who would write the script for 5 pesos, and 5 more would get it filled. One script will last a day if you keep the habit down. The trouble is, scripts are easier to get than to fill, and when you do find a drugstore that will fill the script, like as not, the druggist steals all the junk and gives you distilled water, or he doesn't have any M and puts anything on the shelf in the bottle. I have cached scripts that came back full of undissolved powder. I could have killed myself trying to shoot this crap. Mexican croakers are not like stateside croakers. They never pull that professional man act on you. A croaker who will write it all will write without hearing a story. In Mexico City, there are so many doctors that a lot of them have a hard time making it. I know croakers who would starve to death if they didn't write morphine scripts. They don't have patient one, unless you call junkies patients. I was keeping up Ike's habit as well as my own, and it ran into money. I asked Ike what the score was on pushing in Mexico City. He said it was impossible. You wouldn't last a week. Sure, you can get plenty of customers that would pay you 15 pesos for a shot of good M like we get with the scripts. But the first time they wake up sick with no money, they go right to Lupita and tell her for a few papers. Or if the law grabs them, they open their mouth right away. Some of them don't even have to be asked. Right away they say, turn me loose and I'll tell you somebody pushing junk. So the law sends them up to make a buy with the marked money, and that's it. You're fucked right there. It's 8 years for selling this stuff, and there's no bail. I have him come to me. Ike, we know you get stuff on the scripts. Here's 50 pesos. Get me one script. Sometimes they got good watches or a suit of clothes. I tell him I'm off. Sure, I can make 200 pesos a day, but I wouldn't last a week. But can't you find, like, 5 or 6 good customers? I know every hip in Mexico City, and I wouldn't trust one of them. Not one.